Okay, Sideshow Mel, bring out the birthday cake.
I got you a cake.
You did? I want to see the cake.
And? Ta-da.
I hate it.
How do you hate it? It's a cake.
Well, there's no flowers or toys or, I mean, there's nothing on it. Where did you even find a cake like this? I mean, it doesn't have my name on it. Do you guys know what my name is? My name is Kelly.
Right.
I mean, I don't even know what the theme is. What's the theme?
It's birthday.
Frosting.
Those aren't themes. There's always a theme.
There's always a theme.
Someone got a birthday. I wonder who. Someone got a birthday. I wonder who. Someone got a birthday. I wonder who.
We'll just go live. Well, we don't have to do the test just because you waltzed in a little late. What's up, man? You sound like crap.
I feel like crap.
Why are you ruining my birthday?
I don't know.
Why are you going to give me the AIDS on my day?
You already have the AIDS.
Not that kind of AIDS. Stop doing the duck face. God, why?
I can inhale my upper lip. I'm fascinated now.
It's not sexy. Knock it off, Kate.
I'm not trying to be sexy.
Oh, it sounds horrible, too. You're making it all kinds of shrivel up. All into the Batcave.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for the gift of impotence. It'll serve me well for the remainder of my days. Folks, you're listening to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. We got the full crew today. We got Will Papagiorgio.
Kind of. Physically.
You're going to bring it. You're going to bring it. Come on.
I shall try.
You're like Lou Gehrig on the streak, except you miss the show every third time. But you know what? You're here today. You're here today. That's what counts. Thank you. Thank you. For the birthday present.
You're welcome.
Atomic Kate, Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
What's up?
Nothing.
Glad to have you here, too. You were in a festive mood today, talking about your stripping class, and then you showed me that you could shove your entire fist in your mouth. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m., fcac.org/WEBR. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Not Papa's Basement, because whoever the old C is that has that hasn't died yet. 4 years I've been waiting for that domain. God, just expire already. Give it up. I want that as the gift. Sick of saying in Papa's Basement when it's Papa's Basement. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. Like us on Facebook at Papa's Basement. You got Will over here at Billy Basil on Twitter. Atomic Kate with a C.
Yeah.
Always with a C. At Twitter as well. And we talked through the whole of Ace of Spades.
Ooh.
Well done.
What's that called?
When it's like you talk over the instrumental intro to a song and then you end right as the vocals come in.
To talk to post. Talking it to post. I am horrible at it. It is a real skill.
Do people do it live, or a lot of times do they edit it down and just play
you
it later?
You try to do it live, and a crappy DJ, you'll notice, will bail out like 2 seconds early.
And just so hold it's going to be syllable.
Here's Motorhead with Ace of Spades.
Yeah. That is very, very true. You know who's the best at that of all time?
Don Geronimo.
Okay. All right.
I kind of remember.
Someone does.
No, because a lot of like old school DJs will do that on air as like a prank.
Just as a joke, a shtick. Donnie G is goddamn Tom Berenger, one shot, one kill with that.
Well, it's because like they've listened to all of them so many times. It's like,
yeah.
I guess they just have a feel for it.
And in the studio, no, there's a label on it too that says post 23 seconds, post 28 seconds. It doesn't matter.
It's still, so like a little stopwatch or something you're watching?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, you can start and then you look up at the station clock and count it out in your head, but it's still difficult. What are we humming here?
Nothing. What?
What's the matter with you?
Stop trying to be the cool kid in class. What the hell?
What, man? What?
My God.
Dave's not here, man. What movie is that from?
Smell like Otto's jacket.
I don't even remember.
That is from one of their records, I believe.
No, Cheech and Chong.
Yeah, or is it... God, is it Next Movie or Nice Dreams or...
They're all the same.
They all blur together.
Yes. The only one that's different is Corsican Brothers.
Because it's so goddamn horrible and they're dressed in their...
Oh, and it's also set in the Middle Ages.
It's so bad.
So that helps distinguish it.
It was so bad. I think Corsican Brothers was Cheech and Chong's stab at We Don't Need Weed to Be Funny.
They're all bad. I guess Next Movie was pretty good.
They grow on you, man. Watch them again. Watch them again.
But it's like, charming.
They're not that funny sober. They're not that much better high either.
Well, high is just like, oh my God, man, talk there's about weed on TV. Yeah, I mean, I remember that a lot as a kid. And there was a lot of also when you were first baked, you would watch like Conan or something. You'd be like, oh my God, Conan's so high. Like, there's just that perception as
well. So it's kind of like being a black person in the 70s and watching the Jeffersons and be like, oh my God, there's black people on TV.
That's how I sounded yesterday. I caught a Fresh Prince rerun and I was like, what? What is this?
What are these black people doing on my television?
B-E-T.
Yeah.
When did they change it from N?
Oh. God damn.
Not on my cable carrier.
Oh, man.
Time to write a letter to Cox.
Well, it is the birthday, and it's had a great start so far. Will, don't get jealous, but I took your lady out for dinner.
Oh. Oh, that's a whole story in and of itself.
Oh, is she not your lady anymore?
Oh, we just got like your a princess. Huge blowout yesterday.
You two fighting? You volatile? What? But you're so calm and monk-like, Will.
I am, dude. It's her. She's fake.
She's fake.
Yes. It is all an act. I mean, do you want to get into that? I don't know.
Hopefully we got enough show where we don't have to.
All right.
We don't have to cops up my good show with that. Well, I'm sorry to hear you're not with her.
Who gives an S?
Attaboy. Attaboy. I took her out to dinner. She was a lovely companionship for that. We came back. We watched a Netflix on Mother Dear's couch.
Watched a Netflix? What are you, 50?
We watched the Netflix.
The Family Man program. Followed by American Boy.
Oh, man. It was a pretty cool thing to see on the eve of the 30th birthday. It was a very inspirational film called Man on Wire. Are either of you familiar with it?
Sounds familiar, but...
About a French guy. His whole shtick.
Oh, yeah. See, I was thinking of Bird on a Wire, which was like Goldie Hawn and Mel Gibson.
That's
and
not
I thought
inspirational.
That, yeah, I should have thought that would be an awful thing to
is
watch
it,
ever.
Is it Mel or is it Kurt Russell?
I don't know.
The hell is
I don't
Mel
know.
Russell? Or are you talking Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson and Kurt Russell.
Or Kurt Russell.
You really can't distinguish between the two?
No,
she can.
I don't know. I can't. Never
she can. She's giving him the BET treatment.
Which one's
all those white
Bliskin.
Guys look alike?
Kurt Russell is Bliskin, right?
Pliskin.
Oh,
not Bliskin.
Are you sure about
Bliskin
that?
Bliskin sounds like getting head on a toilet.
He's Blitzen. He plays a reindeer.
Yeah, Pliskin, Snake Pliskin. I'm very sure about that. Entire
fake tough guy voice.
Entire
like Bill Pullman.
Facets of my masculinity are built around knowing the name Snake Pliskin. Good guy. But yeah, I think that is Kurt.
Okay, well, whatever. Some horrible movie.
Or did he drop the N-bomb? It's pretty easy to tell which one's which in that case.
Yeah.
I don't want you. I don't need you. With your provocative clothing.
Oh my God.
So tight you can see your pee from the back.
Oh God, he really does sound like John Lithgow in Footloose talking like that.
I've never seen that.
Neither have I, but I know the reference and bust it out liberally.
What? He just goes ape-ass?
He's just like this old conservative preacher, and the whole town starts dancing because of Kevin Bacon. And he's like, oh, this is the devil's pathway to the sin toilet, you know? That's the entire flick. And then he just dances some more. And maybe at the end, Third Rock dances too. I don't know.
Everybody learns a lesson.
Yeah. Yeah, Fred Stewart. But no, we watched that, and it's about this tightrope walker and his entire shtick. He wanted to walk across the two towers of the World Trade Center. So it's got this really ominous bent the whole time because they're talking.
Might have a little trouble with that one.
Yeah, well, they're talking like how they're going to infiltrate the World Trade Center and stuff like
when
that.
When was this movie shot?
2008. It really creeped the hell out of me. Oh, we have a caller already ruining stuff. Let's see if I can get him on. Caller. Hello, caller. This is my wet dream. Phone's not working. Caller.
Hello.
Oh, son of a... Hi. Hi, Nixie.
I wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
You are so kind as Kate stretches...
Why don't you show him your meat curtains?
Kate's just sitting here trying to put her knee behind her head. Will's at least bringing it with meat curtains lines. What's up, Nick?
Wow, I haven't been that flattered in all of about 12 hours.
He makes a valid valid point.
It's not even like he says it all like suave, like, hey, why don't you show my brother your meat curtains? He's all like, show him your meat curtains.
No, it's funny with the fake Tracy Morgan voice. Watch who let him get you. Oh, I can't do it. I'm so sick. Well, I'm sitting here with a box of Costco tissues.
That's true.
For those not watching on webcam.
It's like, that's how I start my weekend, except I've also got the discount lube in the other hand. Saturday, do your worst. But, no, we got Baryshnikov over here. What's up?
I'm just, I told you, I have an injury.
And I offered to rub it. It's right under your ass. And I very kindly said, hey, you need help with that.
Oh, my God. I don't even, I was, like, on my way home from the gym, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's after 3. I have to call Papa Giorgio and tell him happy birthday, because I'm, like, running crazy today, and I just called into, like, the most ridiculous nonsense of my
What were you doing in the gym?
That's insulting.
No. Not like a what were you doing in the gym? Like, what workouts were being performed? Did you get confused and think it was a Dairy Queen?
No, we don't have Dairy Queens in New York. It depresses me greatly. Don't bring it up.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. My best friend signed up for the gym finally, so I took her through like an ab workout and an arms workout, and then we did cardio.
Lovely. That actually sounds fruitful. Well, good for you, Nix, and I appreciate the call, and I will be checking my phone for certain curtain.
For said curtain. Yeah. I was going to try to call in and be all suave and like do like a Marilyn Monroe thing for you, but... Will ruin the whole thing.
He did. Will just cuts out the middle, man. Will, if you ever need to negotiate with anyone, is the best. You just walk up and it's like, give him the money, bitch!
I want to go to a bar with Will, and I want Will to be my wingman one night, because I really just think he could close, like, 8 deals for me in the span of 3 hours. It would be like...
I behave like an animal, but...
No, well, I mean, Will's like a binary. Like, you'll either be incredibly, like, tonto mute... Like, you'll just look like Big Chief or whatever from One Flew Over.
Throw a water.
And then the instant.
What's that thing called?
The water fountain.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Fling that through the window.
I'm not sick at all.
I've
got what a water
Murphy.
Fountain is.
That thing that the water comes out.
Water dispenser, water cooler.
In a fountain-like manner. But he'll sit there like that, and then he'll get a few drinks in him, and he's just like hopping in laps, like, suck on my nipple ring! It's just 0 to 60.
I do when I drink.
What, you have those?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I was like 18, and I thought I was being rebellious.
Are they still in, or like at this point, has the tree trunk grown
take
around them?
Take them out?
No, they're just still there, because I just don't know.
Really? There. Oh, I totally, like, we have a dog chain around a tree in our front yard, and the tree is, like, grown around
your
it. I thought that's what
nipples do not were. Grow like that.
I thought you weird.
Well, they do change shape, so that's like, you're afraid to take them out.
Can you just explain to the boys that nipples don't grow around things? They're just kind of there. And
It's not like, you know, when you get to 60 and your areolas are like the size of platters. And they don't
I'm
grow
a fan
like
of that,
that
look. Continue.
They don't grow with age, do they?
No, they stay
that's
the same.
It's a ring for every
you
year.
Get, you
like
get
a tree.
Can you guys say
California redwoods?
Yeah.
They don't grow like that. They stay the same size.
A row of those little goosebumps.
Yeah,
slowly
exactly.
Circles outward.
And by the time you die, they go from your shoulder blade to the bottom of your ribcage.
Looks like the cosmos.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you look like the wise. Al.
You look like Freddy Krueger trying to come through the wall.
I'm so grateful I can't listen to what happens after I get off the phone.
Oh, man. Well, all right, Hoots. Hoots McGee.
Have a great birthday and, you know, go get laid and drunk or something.
I'll try to do all of that.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for
Have
your well wishes.
Bye, Nixie.
Bye.
That was a good call. That was a fruitful call right there.
She's so sweet.
She is. She has a good heart, and she's moving ahead in the ranks of comedy, I think. And
wasn't she supposed to be here today or something?
Was she?
She was talking about coming down, but I guess that didn't work out.
You what scared her off with your Natalie Portman black swan feet. Am I the only one who's seen that movie?
Yeah, what is the reference?
Okay, just because she's a ballerina, when she wakes up, she like just cracks like every knuckle, would you call it, in her foot? Bone?
Yeah, monkey yeah. knuckle.
Yeah, it just sounds like a set of dominoes. So like she steps on the floor, like... yeah. And she's like
hot.
Locks them back and forth, more of that.
And is it just me, or is she the grossest goddamn pregnant woman you've ever seen? Like, I don't mind...
She's so small. What, does it look like Ridley... from Alien or something? Just like something trying to rip out of her?
Yeah, I guess if you want to go with like an Alien 4 reference where it was like the mutated Ripley, it was just a head on an amorphous blob, and it's like,
I've never seen anyone.
All right.
So.
I mean, God. Let's go with Violet Beauregard after she eats the everlasting gobstopper. She looks like that.
Did she really inflate like that? I haven't seen.
She's a gross big, and because she has a 12-year-old's body, none of it went to the good places. Like, she is
the baby's going to be the same size no matter how big the mom is. Well, she, like, gives birth prematurely.
True. That's not entirely true.
Yeah, but, like,
I mean,
even
two
if
small
babies,
people
like,
have a baby,
yeah,
it's
like
going to come out small.
I'm with Will here. It's like getting your foot bound.
Yeah, but, like, you know, the difference between, like,
the baby. Yeah, if the baby's in a small.
No,
if the baby's
I,
8
what,
pounds
what
or 11 pounds,
like?
Does it look that different?
What, is it, what does her bow look like?
Bow? La
di da. The baby daddy. The baby daddy.
The baby daddy.
Is he a big guy?
He's like
big
guy?
Where it counts, son. Took it to the hoop.
He's like 5'9", I want to say, or something. I think he's a normal dude.
So it might
dude,
be a smaller baby. And plus, smaller babies can often grow up to be big people, and bigger babies can often grow up to be smaller people.
God, you sound like you're just telling me what sex means. Like I'm just getting the birds and the bees talk. Mommy hugs daddy 9 months later.
When two people really love each other.
Yeah, no, I'm not against the prego because it gives them so much in the tea department typically that you're like, I can crop this photo.
Yeah, but it's got to be before they're showing.
Oh, really? You're that uptight about it? I've got an X-Acto knife in time. You know, just cut under the bra line. Simple as that. Sexiest picture ever because I edit photos like it's 1990.
I don't know.
I'm not saying you'd roll in the hay with it.
That actually creeps me out a little bit. I know there's a fetish involved there.
Yeah, that's pretty
but
gross.
It is creepy. Like, and to your point, like, not showing yet, like, I can understand.
Yeah, that's
that
just,
middle.
That's Russ Meyer, the brilliant. Like, he would just get chicks who were, like, in their first trimester and put them in all his boob fetish flicks. The guy was a genius.
Yeah, it's like that movie we were watching the other night, like, the white trash chick who was, like, 3 months
oh,
pregnant.
Oh, the Wild and Wonderful Whites of West Virginia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No, I have not seen that yet.
Pretty good.
Sounds like a film classic.
It ain't bad. Don't turn up your little pug nose. Whatever your little button David the Gnome nose is. Oh, God. Stop pulling. You
can
really
I see my nose here?
It does look like a little pig snout when you do that. Yeah, no, I'm totally cool at the first. But after that, you still wouldn't like just squint and like hold your hand up if you were looking at least through the second. I'm not saying third. That's a show. Third is a goddamn wreck. No one needs to go near the third.
I'm sorry. Will was busy checking his text.
That's because I got to deal with this stupid twat who all morning to talk to me. And of course, you know, only now. It's just.
Is the twat the one I dined with?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can have twat talk later. Twat talk, if you will.
Coffee talk.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like a show. Twat talk.
What I want to get to, and something I wouldn't have listened to if I didn't have to edit up the tapes for another show I work on, the lovely Overtime with Bill Roland, are the Charlie Sheen, mm-hmm. his call in to, hold on, let me punch up the dude's name. Da-da-da-do. Where?
Some dude we don't know.
I've just heard about it.
Alex Jones show.
Oh, God, that weirdo in Austin or whatever who calls into Opie and Anthony.
Is that who it is?
It's like some conspiracy theorist.
Oh, it's that guy. Yeah.
I think
he's
so.
He's like
yeah.
way off the deep end.
I mean, I agree with him. Like, you know, he's talking about how, you know, the government puts like chemicals and plastics and microwave food to like slowly release cancer into your body.
Really?
I mean, I buy that hook, line, and sinker.
Really?
You don't think they want to keep you weak to prevent an uprising?
I don't care. It's
I would
really
take your Marie calendars and doing irreparable damage to your dog.
But the pot pies are so delicious. Yeah. Who cares? It's worth my freedom.
The pot pie could literally be made of cancer.
I mean, I think the EPA has established that, haven't they? Remember there's that whole Simpsons about like the number 7 plastic or whatever?
I mean, I view it as, it's probably not the government, it's just cheap manufacturing. Like, people want to save as much money as possible.
Yeah, but they really cared, like, wouldn't they do something about it? Same thing with fluoride in the water. It's proven to give you bone cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, wow. You used to be able to drink tap water.
And it's like, still do.
Nah, we won't filter it. We'll just throw some fluoride in there. It'll help your teeth.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's creepy as hell.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think our government has it together enough to participate in conspiracies.
Maybe they do. I mean, maybe that's their shtick.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we're the bumbling guys. But
yeah,
really,
exactly. Yeah, that's my thing around a girl. It's like, oh, I'm so bumbling. I couldn't conspire to do anything. And then you're drunk in your bed and I'm leering. You know, like, oh, it's all come together.
I find it hard to believe that works for you.
It's adds times things, yeah. Did I mention drunk?
I'm just thinking. I won't say anything else.
What? You can't think of a girl drunk and me laughing like Wario above her? Like, oh, your 100th gold coin is mine.
Maybe if I were really high, too.
Yeah. No, let's go with that.
And then I couldn't stop laughing at you being Wario. So
the overalls would be off by this time. I would just be in my socks and the hat. And I'd be twirling the mustache.
And your bush is shaved into that crooked W. That's like his logo. The Mario M upside down, but twisted.
Yeah. And maybe Will's holding the camera in his Waluigi outfit. So, that's it. Can you picture it now?
It's going to make next Halloween really freaky.
In spite of your best efforts not to, can you imagine? Well, he was on this guy's show, King Conspiracy Theory, and...
Is that really what it's called or not?
No, that's just my awesome name for it. And he sounds completely manic bat-ass. I mean, I've only encountered this like 2 times in my life.
Coked up.
No, well, not out of me. I'm saying with a... Well, it was with a friend I used to engage in that with, come to think of it. Good old Russ Barnes.
And who's now dead?
Yeah, Russ is now overdosed, and Kate's finally done her stretch. Hold on, let me do a moose knuckle check.
What?
None present.
I'm wearing shorts under these pants.
You bee.
Hee-hee.
There's a little bit of a divide.
Is there?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I got underpants on and I got shorts on, but everything's like digging up now.
Continental divide.
I got serious lady stink. I'm so sorry, Will.
Oh,
I'm stuffed up.
Stop putting your leg up. What the hell?
I just came from class and you get sweaty and
now you're fanning it like a dog in heat. Is that the
Oh man.
There's only like a few chicks in my life who like offended me with their odor.
I just don't think it's polite to go around.
I mean, if you could do it with pants
everywhere.
On,
by lady stink, you just mean you're a stinky lady. You
I mean like the that smell
VO.
Of me having been.
That's what it's really called.
Oh my god!
I mean, the smell of me having worked out, not the smell of me never not having bathed for a couple of weeks.
So it is the CNO can. All right. Yeah, getting back to good old manic Russ Barnes. I loved the kid. And he would be talking, like, really brilliantly, analyzing, let's say, the latest Tool album, and then 2 seconds...
Or racism.
Yeah, or the superiority.
Another favorite topic of his.
Yeah, he was big on that. Like, hey, John, let's watch Triumph of the Will again. Things like that. And then he would just seamlessly shift into, so I took a bunch of ayahuasca and talked with my dead grandfather last night. And he'd be like... Okay.
He's into drugs, most people haven't even heard of. He's
on the internet. I mean, there was so much weird crap where it would just be like, he'd mention the name, I'd go, huh, read this fact.
It's like variation of opium or something.
Oh, I mean, like literally one was like an Amazon jungle vine that you took and it released in you the same chemicals that triggered in your brain during death. And he was like, why don't you take this? And I'm like, why would you do this to me? I'm your friend. Why would you even suggest this, you sick F? But yeah, he would just talk about that and then like how demons were at the doors of his house the other night because he'd been practicing Satanism and
God, I've never been that effed up.
Then it was
life.
Back into, hey, you want to play another round of F-Zero?
Mario Kart 64.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just seamless. And I haven't encountered, I guess I've missed that level of loony. Well, Charlie Sheen just doesn't, he didn't drop off from that whatsoever. The guy is bat-ass. I don't know how he's functional.
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood. He makes more than movie stars because he makes $2 million an effing episode.
And they crank 2. Out
5 not anymore. For that piece of ass. Oh, they finally...
Canceled. Oh, yeah, it's canceled.
Canceled for the season.
Yay!
Canceled for the season.
Oh, what?
No way
oh,
they're going to take a
money maker
like
that.
My dreams
are shattered. That show's so awful.
The two guys on O&A's like Saturday Midnight Show. Like, you know, it's like their interns or whatever doing it.
Oh, like E-Rock or something. Or,
Sam and Dave.
I'm probably jumbling Stern
Dave
guys.
No, E-Rock is an O&A guy.
Oh, okay.
But... Yeah, there's like, I mean, is 2.5 Men really that popular to warrant 2.5 mil an episode?
Yeah, I mean, it does pretty good numbers. And I think TV guys are so old in their thinking, they're just happy like a sitcom makes loot of any, you know, just so the world makes sense to them.
Who watches this? Because I don't know a single person who
Middle
likes
America.
It.
I saw half of one episode, and this is going to sound weird coming out of my mouth. I was shocked at how damn dirty it was.
But it's like
on network TV, it's just constantly like, remember that time we had a threesome, Charlie?
And oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, like, dirty in a funny way, like
no.
The Seth MacFarlane stuff. It's, like, dirty in, ooh, let's try to be edgy.
I was with two girls.
It really is dirty in the way, like, people who just say you're dirty for the sake of laughs. It really is that. It really is just throwing dirty crap out there because, you know, some preacher in Tennessee is going,
like, no, it's as sitcom as you get. You're like, oh, here's Uncle... Whatever the hell Charlie Sheen's
I don't know. There's
is.
Like that homo crier and the fat kid who's now ugly.
Who's now up to 3/4 of a man.
Yeah, exactly.
Based on sheer mass alone.
Yeah. You got Fatty. You got the queen who gets shot down by Molly Ringwald. And what is it? Pretty in Pink?
What? I don't know. I don't even
what,
know.
You've never
much.
Seen your John
I don't know
Hughes.
Who you're talking about.
John Cryer. I think it's the end of Pretty in Pink or 16 Candles. Mm. Where... he was into Molly Ringwald, and initially at the end of the movie, she wasn't into him, but she comes around, and test audiences reacted so negatively to him getting with her that they actually did pair her with, like, the evil jock she did want to F, but they're like, well, we can't send him home empty, so then he's just, like, with two blonde bimbos with huge fake tees at the end, like, just out of nowhere. It's
nice.
Like, this guy, yeah, this guy who's, like, knuckling one out to the Sears lingerie catalog. And then he's got, you know, Trixie and Dixie under his wing.
Because they didn't want to, like, recut or re-edit the rest of the film.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to change the entire plot in the last scene.
Yeah. It's
how
like,
can we do
just
that?
4 months into post-production, it's like, let's just film John Cryer in a urinal with two sluts under his arms, and that's it. Happy ending.
We can't have her fire crotch getting with his Jewish ineptness. He's like that guy from Dazed and Confused who gets beat up. Okay. Is that John? What's that guy's name?
Oh, my God.
That's Chandler's weird roommate from Friends.
Oh, my God. That guy's name is like Fievel Dershowitz. I have no idea what his real name is, but that guy is Jewish. That guy is Jewish with a capital six-sided star, man. Holy crap, that guy is Jewish.
Dots the I with a star of David.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God, damn. He is the most Jewish mother ever. He is like the Wesley Snipes is the black of being Jewish. Oh, my God. Yeah, what is his name?
None more black.
None more black. But you want to start this Charlie Sheen tape or what?
Yeah, sure. I haven't heard it.
Oh, God. It is so good.
Do you hear him doing lines?
He might as well be.
He's just great because he just like bangs porn stars and stuff. I mean, he really is the man.
He does live a great life. I mean, the one weird thing is, like, he's paying the porn stars a ton, which it's like, if you're Charlie Sheen, why can't you get him for free? Or at least maybe just for the drugs and the experience of having him over. Like, if you're a porn whore...
You'd bang Charlie Sheen for free.
Why not? I mean, it's
such
a good career move at this point.
Escorts, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, pick up the phone, dial, they're there.
I mean, I get it. There is a real...
If I'm a porn whore, I wouldn't do him for free.
Yeah, but you've got your
head
on straight.
Yeah, but even if you do it for
free, you're not a disgusting porn
whore. That's why I'm not a porn.
You would leech, like, Yayo off him or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Bitch who set up Soldier Boy.
Yeah, you don't get porn whore logic. It would if I'm a porn whore, I'm like, wait, there's cocaine and I get to go to a mansion?
And you can order room service? I mean,
yeah.
You're set up.
What the hell?
I I guess.
I grew
you
up.
You are getting the Coke in the room service.
Yeah, you get a free shrimp po' boy out of Etouffee.
Me and my po' boy.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, Charlie. I got to finish the po' boy.
All right. Well, let's start this odyssey into madness. There's no other way to put it.
I didn't know that guy did a live show, though. I thought it was just a podcast.
Is it? I mean, he calls in, and Charlie hits the ground running. Let's bang this bad boy out.
Let's get to more, you know, contemporary stuff, because just, you know, what's going on, and people are so, you know, mystified by this this odyssey that refuses to stop calling itself Charlie Sheen.
We're going to stop right there. This odyssey that refuses to stop calling itself Charlie Sheen.
Sounds like he's having a little of whatever Charlie's having.
No, that's him. That's Charlie talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was Alex Gray, his name is, Alex Jones.
No, we cut to Alex in a bit.
Oh, they sound remarkably similar.
I mean, Alex
similar.
Is just so happy to have him on that he is saying yes to anything.
Just letting him run with the rope and hang himself.
He could have really been like, and Alex, I think we left the job half done. Let's kill the rest of the Indians. And Alex would be like, okay, Charlie, sounds good, buddy. Thanks for calling in again.
It's like that Ash from 98 Rock. What's his name? Stash?
I don't know.
He is really like a real life version of a Handsome Dan from Wayne's World 2.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, exactly. That's all he does. Yeah. All right, man. Next time you're in town, we got to be sure to rock out the Hustler Club.
Sure, we'll kill a hooker.
I mean, I swear to God, they must like edit his voice in. Like, they get an interview.
Just a post-production.
Yeah, like, they get an interview from another real radio station, like in New York or something, and then just edit him in over Ryan Seacrest or whoever the person was actually talking to.
They just have, like, a stash sound wheel. Like, when you're a kid, you pull it, it's like, the cow goes, move.
It's like the Arnold Schwarzenegger soundboard.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I'm Detective John Kimball.
He's not a tumor.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
All right, already, I mean, just the ego, the balls.
All right, so now we've established that this is Charlie talking.
Yeah, and I think what people aren't really realizing is you can medicate very well with cocaine. Cocaine's pretty much just dexedrine or, you know, Adderall, a very potent version that is delicious and leaves your mouth tasting like gasoline.
Because it's, like, chopped with gasoline, most of the stuff you get
it's
here.
It's something in the refining process that really does make it taste like auto
fuel. The stuff you get here is, like, 15% cocaine.
Oh, so stepped on. Are you kidding me? You could bake a cake with it. It's junk. But I think maybe he is clean, and he's just off his happy time, keep me in line. That wasn't a word, but he's off his fix, and he's sounding badass because of it. Maybe he really is high. I don't know. We'll keep listening. We'll determine it. By the end of it, we'll get to this. We'll get to the bottom of it like a piss test. We got this.
Absolutely, Charlie. It was good to see you a few weeks ago at your home. You are
likewise.
You are
likewise,
looking. You are looking great, and you're completely clean, aren't you?
100%. You know, here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No.
Pretty good line right there. Sassing off to his employers at 2.5 men already. But, yeah, I mean, can you tell how up Charlie's colon this guy is? Thanks for having me to your house. Can I do it again, please?
Yeah, what the hell? I wonder if he was really there. Maybe he's just talking about seeing Charlie at his house on TV or something.
No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment.
And you're working out even a couple times a day sometimes.
Well, yeah, but there's only one time in the gym if you catch my drift, Alex.
How dirty do you feel after hearing that?
What an ass.
What a smear. Like, it was right about this time in listening to the tape where I'm like, how am I not famous? Why don't I deserve this?
Right before that, I was actually inspired to write The Odyssey of Charlie Sheen.
Oh,
but
yeah,
then I
you
heard
already
that,
had a
and
song
now my heart
in your
is
head.
Broken. Yes.
No,
it's
he only works out one time, not in bed. Do you know what I mean? He means puzzy.
Oh.
Now I get it.
That's right, Charlie.
Thanks for spelling it out, Big C.
That's great.
Whatever.
Is that the fakest guy?
DJ laugh.
Yeah.
Uproarious.
How about you guys do that for like the next 5 minutes so I feel funny? Oh, it already sent a shiver down my spine. Never again.
Do the Seinfeld. La, la, la.
La, la, la.
Not live, are we?
No, we're live. Charlie, speaking of that, the media, if you don't want to go there, you don't want to ever defend yourself, but you've told me privately most of the stuff, most of the names, it's not true. But what is going on with the women in your life?
The goddesses. Alex, the goddesses.
Is that the name of the titty bar they dance at?
The goddesses. You know what? I might crack on women a lot on this show, and I'll never call them goddesses, but I will never put knives to their goddamn throats or beat them like Charlie either.
Maybe that's why you're not getting the win.
Yeah,
John.
You know what? Maybe
that's what the porn whores want.
Maybe it's the passion Charlie shows between beating you and then calling you a goddess. You can tell he cares on both sides
of
the spectrum.
Exactly. He's intense.
Yeah, I'm just even keeled.
No one likes ambivalence.
Yeah, it's not. I promise to the next woman that gets with me, I will wrap a bar of soap in a towel, and I will beat you so hard.
Burn you with a crack pipe?
Yeah.
You are
begging for death, and then when you're right at the door of the man with the scythe, I will nurse you back to health. And I'll go, see, baby, you're my angel.
The fact that you expended the energy to beat me, that really shows you care, John.
Exactly. It means I cared about something.
Yeah.
God, been going about it all wrong. Thank you. Thank you, fake laughing, C.
Let me just say this about the goddesses. I don't believe the term is good enough. But when you're bound by these terrestrial descriptions, you must use the best choice available, right?
Yes.
So yes. This guy has no idea. He's already completely not tracking with
Charlie.
He doesn't
sound coked up. He sounds like he's on weed or something.
I am bound
by these
terrestrial
words. Oh, to me, he sounds like
words.
Someone who's manic as hell and off his medicine.
I cannot escape the
chains
of these earthly
women
words.
Women are so amazing.
Man, the language that binds me.
Yeah, women are so amazing that literally the word goddess, it doesn't cut the mustard. And I mean, Lord knows
mustard.
What comes out of his mouth. When he's got his D and the A of these porn stars. I'm sure it's, oh, you goddess, take this. Take every inch in your dirty hole, you goddess.
Leave your Hellenic skin mark on my seat.
I hate this guy so much. Like, and we're what? A minute in. A minute. And
how long is this?
Oh, it's 18 minutes. I mean, we've easily got the rest of the show planned out. It's my birthday show. I can take it easy. Screw y'all.
If you think about it, dude, it's like I'm 0-3 with marriage. With nary an excuse, but like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie, never has. So what we all have is a marriage of the hearts, and I, you know, to sully, to contaminate, or you know, or radically disrespect this union with a shameful contract is something I will, you know, leave to the amateurs and the Bible grippers.
He sounds like a black person trying to impress white people by, like, using big words he's never used before.
He's well-spoken for a Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, exactly. Very well-mannered. Very articulate.
I'm not threatened by this Charlie Sheen at all.
No. Oh, that was awful. No, he's a dunce. He's a dunce. The guy is insane.
I mean, he's on some of. He's like stumbling over his words that much.
I think he's stumbling because he's so manic. He can't spit them out fast enough.
But it doesn't sound that manic.
Like he has 4 hours of talk in his head and he wants it out now.
I actually think he can't find the words. Like he has concepts he wants to express, but he doesn't know the terrestrial words with which to express them. And so it's just constant. Cool.
It's just, oh my God. He's become the character in the cop station and Ferris Bueller's Day Off, talking to Jeannie. He's that now. He's. Thank you. It a little faster next time.
Sorry.
The Bible grippers. And then I just got to add this. There was a whole firestorm yesterday about Brooke being, a part of our crew. And
that's
this,
the wife.
Let me just say this.
He drew a knife on
all I'm going to say about it was
What's up?
Numero Trace?
Yeah, the third one. I think he knocked her up with twins. She was originally going to come along with two porn stars, or one porn star and a girlfriend, on some vacation for the three of them with Charlie. Mm. So let's hear what he has to say about goddess number three.
Is Denise Richards number two or number one?
Two.
So who's number one? Like some unfamous bitch?
B. Arthur. I have no idea who it is.
There were four. There are now three, but my Brooke, and good luck in your travels. You're going to need it.
That was a nice, pleasant threat to level at the goddess. Good luck in your travels. You're going to need it. Sounds like you screwed with the plane.
Sounds like
they got to the private island. She wasn't down with the foursome of the father of her twin boys. He sent her back, and then he killed her.
I don't see, and I don't know what Charlie Sheen could have actually done that would make that a valid threat, but it was still creepy.
Yeah.
It was still creepy.
Oh, he's so high that I'm sure he believes he can control things with his mind. And he's so, like, passionate about it, I'm almost buying into it.
Badly. So.
So Brooke did go along with you, but she's not there now.
No, she's not there now, and we are, and I don't know, winning anyone?
Winning anyone?
This rhymes with winning. Anyone? Yeah, that would be us.
This is a refrain through the rest of the tape. He just talks about Charlie Sheen winning.
Rhymes with winning?
Rhymes with winning. You don't rhyme words with themselves.
Spin.
If there's one thing I've learned from rap.
Is chinning something you do in bed?
Rhymes with winning. Rimming doesn't rhyme with that.
No,
but,
okay. Neither does swimming.
Sorry, man. Didn't make the rules. Oops.
Well, Charlie, I've known you for six and a half years or so, and I knew you when you were completely clean, and then I've known you since. But the point is now.
I knew you back when you were clean, and then I've known you for the other 6.5 years where you're a raving, goddamn, drugged-out lunatic.
I've never seen you, when I was out at your house and talking to you on the phone, so energized as you are now.
Manic.
I mean, you're on fire.
Manic.
As Nails told the news yesterday. I mean, I agree with that
this
description.
Is some wars.
I know.
Well, I think it was Nails that said, and I was really, really flattered because he got it right, that I'm not, you know, he might be Nails, but I'm freaking bayonets, you know? I am battle.
God, I want these laughs. Just like,
who the hell is Nails?
Probably like some crappy sidekick.
Understand this anymore, John. I'm scared.
Oh, it's horrible.
Tested bayonets, bro, and I'm tired. I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second, and I'm not
again,
perfect and bitching and just delivering the goods at every freaking turn, because look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls, you know? I'm dealing with soft targets, and it's just, you know, it's just strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee because I don't have time for these clowns.
What are you? Well, I've
tapped out.
Yeah, I was going to say. Are you done with your text?
No, I'm just perusing. Rantings a la Charlie Sheen.
I'm a woman. You got 10 minutes. Can you make it 10 minutes?
What? Yeah, no. I'm good.
Okay, good. Just check it.
Strafy runs in my underwear. Like,
where's the comedic
gross.
Gold in this?
You're not having fun listening to this. I mean, we can abort and go to just normal show.
I don't know.
It's getting too crazy.
I've probably said worse in my life, so I don't really. I'm not impressed by any of this. I probably said worse today. Jesus.
Fine, we'll do another minute or so, right. And then we can tap out.
I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity, and, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives, and then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
What an ass.
This isn't good to you? That isn't good? Their ugly wives
right.
and their ugly children?
Right.
Class after class of ugly, ugly children.
You know?
Wow, I am speechless. Later, we're going to get into Apocalypse Now, but what comes to mind is when we were there a few weeks ago watching it in your home theater, when Colonel Kurtz is saying,
this guy cannot possibly mention enough that he has hung out with Charlie Sheen
at
Charlie Sheen's house.
We watched a movie at his home theater in his house with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, what did you blow him behind the teacups like Macaulay Culkin?
Remember that time I used the toilet right after you and it was still warm from your bottom?
And I looked for
seat.
You thought I put it in the dishwasher, but you were wrong.
Oh, my God. This guy is the biggest scrote licker.
We really should have, like, been keeping a tally about how many times he's mentioned being at Charlie Sheen's house.
I think we're at 4.
Yeah, I'd say 6 at this point, man.
Okay, let's go with 5. Split the difference.
Because there's a couple of times where he'll say it, like, consecutively.
I was at your house. Like, Johnny 2 times.
You can kill me, but you
can't.
You
have the right to kill me, but you do not have the right to judge me. Boom. That's the whole movie. That's life. That's life. There's nobility in that. There's focus. It's genuine. It's crystalline. It's pure. And it's available to
just
everybody.
Like your
I was going to say.
It's crystal and pure.
Yeah.
And it's available
it's not
to everybody.
On. It's Colombian.
Where'd you pick up that terminology?
Are we still talking about life, Charlie?
And it burns at 178 degrees Fahrenheit.
This is great because the audio that TMZ has We then get treated to about a minute-long spot for, I believe it's called Hall Pass, the new Farrelly Brothers movie.
Are you serious? Or they just insert Davis. Ads?
No. It's like, maybe you're right. This guy's a podcaster, and this ad just like popped up in the background of the computer that was recording. So the next like 60 seconds has a goddamn ad running through it.
No, I think TMZ is like YouTube. Like, they'll put the ads beforehand. I mean, I don't really get it anymore.
Like, this is blended with the audio, though.
Yeah,
so it's Charlie Sheen and an ad for Hall Pass and this guy.
And it's available to everybody.
Tori Fredericton is back.
No, there's no way he'd be able to keep rambling without commenting on that. So
listen, to
that got in somewhere.
They like sponsored it on TMZ or something. Are there more of those?
No, just one. Like, I really think it was someone's botch.
Yeah, it sounds like a mistake. That doesn't sound right.
There's
that's
the
nice. That's nice. Those are stalagmites now.
Screw it.
Just fast forward
through that. Yeah.
Okay.
That movie looks terrible anyway.
It could
really
be okay. Hey, Farrelly Brothers, man. I'll always give them it. I mean, I thought Shallow Hal would be a suck job. And
I mean, it kind of is. It's good for like a big budget, like mainstream studio thing.
All right, let's see where we start off.
Working out super hard. I went and worked out with you at that private...
Hey, you know what I did? I worked out with Charlie Sheen at his house.
Remember that time we urinated together and crossed streams? Yeah.
Gym. I mean, they put you through an incredible workout. You know, you're there exercising in the pool later.
Pool.
And you're saying, look, I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to go right now. And then they add the lie that, oh, you don't have a hernia. Well, you know what? I've seen your hernia.
That means looking at his crotch.
Yeah.
Because I had
I mean, was this while you were servicing him? Like, let's just cut out any ambiguous.
The most common
here.
Types are right where your pubes are.
Yeah.
I have seen your hernia.
I bashed my lips around your base, yeah.
I've got the same hernia in my belly button, and your hernia was hurt. But again, you don't want to defend yourself on that and you know, tell folks the truth about it. But the point is that it seems like there's some people trying to demonize you. They're doing these vanity cards, talking about how they're going to outlive you. It seems pretty darn aggressive.
Yeah, I didn't care about that vanity card. In fact, I went straight on with that one and just dispelled that. And that was actually, one of the few compliments that clown has paid me in freaking...
Now he's talking about the owner.
The hell is a vanity card?
I don't know.
The owner? What?
The owner of the show or the guy who...
CBS.
Not CBS, the dude who created it, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
the vanity card. It's like he always puts something at the end of each episode.
That's right.
And then he did one that was like a dig at Charlie Sheen. I forgot
really?
What I said. Yeah.
Was it my penis doesn't smell like herpes?
It probably mentioned coke or something.
Really?
Or alluded to it at least. So yeah.
Have fun on the slopes, Charlie.
I just want to point out that doing coke wouldn't keep you from going to the gym and working out.
Yeah, it makes you great at it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding
it's
me?
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a Speedy Gonzalez cartoon?
Almost a decade. But I'm excited to get back to work, and not to completely discount what you just talked about.
Not to just trample over every word out of your
if I bring up these turds, these little homunculus losers, there's no reason bring them back in the fold, because
that.
I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night, and I will forget about them as the last image of them exits my beautiful home, and they will get out there.
That's a really
beautiful home I was at.
He's talking about whores or what?
He's talking about flushing turds down the toilet. The last view of his lovely home. So roundabout. Why am I comprehending what he's saying?
I don't know. That's kind of freaky.
Yeah. I think
this
he's talking
is making
about,
sense
like,
to you.
No,
I track with everything he said thus far.
That's scary.
And they will sell me, and then they will lose. And they will lose the rest of their lives as they think about me and my life the rest of their life. So it's just there's no... It's, again, bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because...
I challenge you to stay clean, Charlie.
How about that one? How about don't stick your D in a whore for 30 days?
My glove has been thrown down.
Yeah. Don't beat your wife senseless.
I don't think that one's fair.
Yeah, really. I know. We're all human.
Shit, coming to her.
Well, we can punch out on that note. So we got like 10 minutes left, something like that. It is 50 after The night train pulls in at about 53:54. Fitty after, 10 till.
About 3:50.
Yeah, 3:52 and 47 seconds, you know, that time of the night.
So do you.
Thank you. Well, no, I was going to cut down Charlie Sheen. We need to talk. Will, are we doing any family fun time for the birthday tonight? What's up?
Yeah, I guess we're going to dinner, and then I don't know what afterward.
Okay.
You want to go to Hard Times or whatever?
I guess we'll do that, even though there's MMA screwing the...
Oh, really?
I believe so.
Should have a cake with a frosting theme.
Yay, we have one more caller.
Happy birthday. This is Rothstein calling.
Oh, my God.
Stop making fun of my people. I'm going to shove your balls down your throat and watch you eat them.
Oh, thank you, caller. I appreciate it.
It's Joel, you moron.
Joel! Oh, my God. Mr. Goldstein.
What
other
Jews do we know? Come on.
Oh, man. How you been, buddy?
I am excellent. Gwen and I actually decided to listen to your show since it is your birthday.
Thank you.
It was mediocre as usual.
Thank you. This is true. I was lazy in its planning tonight, but what are you going to do?
By the way, you know another reason why you should never talk about sports? Because you don't know who Nails is.
Who is Nails?
Lenny Dykstra.
Oh, okay.
How do you not? Come on.
I just know Lenny Dykstra for, like, doing
Who's
a lot of chew.
Who's the one with one ball? Is that him or John Kruk?
That's Kruk.
No, Lenny Dykstra is the crazy guy who was on the Phillies World. Well, when they made it to the World Series.
But they lost.
And he's like broke now or something.
Yeah.
He swindled a bunch of people. He's into a bunch of companies for a lot of money. And he's off the deep end as much, if not more, than Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, and I think he always mentions winning, too. I remember hearing him talk about it. How like he'll always win no matter what, even when he's down.
Did he get cancer from all his chaw? Why am I thinking that? Or was that just Kruk?
I don't know.
Did someone slide into Kruk's ball a la Billy Ripken?
I don't know how Kruk lost his nad. I mean, it was just regular old nad cancer. But, Joel, thank you, sir.
You are welcome. Have a wonderful day thinking about how old and decrepit you are, since I will be doing the same in about a week.
Oh, my God. Thankfully, you're not that far behind. I hate the people who are born, like, November, December, who are really milking it.
Yeah.
And we got Will, who's got a whole 2 years.
2 years left
to
live.
You guys are just kids.
How old are you again?
47.
Older than both of you.
Well, come on.
Older than both of you combined.
We need stats.
Oh, my Lord.
32?
Old enough.
34?
I'm not telling
33.
You. 33? I probably told you once, if you can't
I want
to
go with 32.
Ugh. All right, Joel. You, me, and Veronica, we got to hang out for old time's sake sometime.
Sounds good.
All right, man. Later.
Later.
Ta-da. That's a good, polite caller.
Nice rap.
Yeah.
Nice little bow to the show.
Yeah, I like the way that worked. And let me minimize the text file so I can play our little outro. Boot-de-doo-doo. Oh, that's lovely. And we can get the hell out of here, and I can probably eat my cake early because I'm a pig and I want it. I have no willpower, and I've been staring at it in the fridge for like 8 hours straight, like a deer with a headlight. Will, thank you for coming in, man.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Please don't get me sick. Let's leave it at that.
I'll try not to.
Kate?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you for the gift that is your presence, Kate. Even though I didn't get the birthday lap dance that I thought maybe, just maybe.
No, I gave you a lap dance once already.
Yeah, I know, but fine.
For free.
I got
you put
hundreds
the money.
In the pocket.
Yeah, right.
I do.
I'm not going after him. You bring him out.
Okay. We'll do that right after the show's over. Again, Billy Basil, at Billy Basil on Twitter, at Atomic Kate on Twitter. And I am at Papa's Basement, show website in papasbasement.com. Find us on Facebook, Papa's Basement. Till next week, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis. Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.